Hello there! Welcome to episode 5 of Knights of the Old Republic. We did some stuff. We actually talked to the leader of the gangs. Where is it? Search for Bastilla. We talked to the leader of the Hidden Beck Swoop Gang, Gaddon Theck, and we have to go recover his swoop bike parts. So let's do just that. We are going to look for Mission Val in the Undercity or the sewers to get help in. So let's go do that. This is episode 5 of this run, and I'm excited to continue. How about you? How is everyone feeling? I hope everyone's feeling well today. I hope you're feeling great. Let's start off with some, we're in the cantina now, by the way. We're, leaving the cantina as we do not play the Pazak game. There's probably some money to be made in Pazak, but we don't really play Pazak. Anyways, plugs for this week while we're doing the Wickety Walk. The plugs for the week are... That's a Black Vulgar case. Plugs for this week are as follows. Go listen to Locathor's audio-only Let's Plays. Look at it. Go listen to the Skeleton House Let's Plays. Go listen to Attack on Final Fantasy. And my word, if you're not listening to the Super Secret Switch, Super Secret Switch Club, you need to. It's hilarious. They're doing Echo the Dolphin and, it's freaking amazing. And so go listen to all those folks. Locathor, Attack on Final Fantasy, Skeleton House, and Super Switch Club. Go listen to all those. Beyond that, go follow me on places around the internet, please. It helps me out a ton. The more help I can get in getting my work and my stuff spread out there, the better off we're going to be. Anyways, we started walking towards what I can only assume will be the Undercity, right? That's what we assume. And we run into some Black Vulgar gang members. So let's see what they want. Now, did we go into those apartments? I don't recall if we did. There were some apartments that I know Ordo walked into that I want to just quickly take a look. Yes, we did exploriate these. Okay. Sometimes it's like a week between recordings and you're like, I don't know what I've done. Anyway, so we're back to walking down these eerily dark corridors with swoop bike races. These are like hover bikes running through the hallways to our right. You shoom, shoom, shoom as they're racing past. We've come across that Black Vulgar gang again. There are 3 of them. What we're going to do is we're going to open up with a frag grenade and just toss one into their group. That'll kill the first one immediately. The second one is no damage against him. He fires at me. We miss with our first shot. We do 10 damage on the second one. He attacks at us. We miss. Misses all around. We're going to go with that critical strike and try to see if we can't kill him. 100 damage, and he dies. The third one takes 12 damage, and he dies as well. We're looking for any sort of packs of goodness on the ground here. Hello? I don't know what the heck just happened there. So, as we begin to continue walking forward, something seems to be bothering Karth. Let's see if we can open up about it.
Yes, what's on your mind?
I want to continue our discussion from before.
I thought I said I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh. I think you owe me a discussion, Karth.
Well, I suppose you're right. Fine, then. But I don't know why you're so interested, but here goes. When I think of all the men who betrayed us, the one that stands out above all of them is the one that I respected the most, Saul.
You say that name like I should know it.
You don't. I thought everyone did. But Admiral Saul Carath is the commander of the entire Sith fleet. He's half the reason Malak has done so well in the war. Saul was my commanding officer back when the Mandalorian Wars first began. He taught me everything about being a soldier, and I looked up to him. Saul approached me before he left. He talked to me about how the Republic was on the losing side and about how I should start thinking of my survival. I know now that he was trying to recruit me into the Sith, but I couldn't have conceived of it back then. I argued with him, and he got angry, and he left. I never saw him again.
You didn't think he would betray the Republic?
Saul was my mentor. He led us to so many victories against the Mandalorians. Even when things looked to be at their worst, I couldn't conceive of it. He couldn't be serious. I was wrong, of course. He not only left us for the Sith, he gave them the codes to bypass our scanners. I remember waking up as the first of the Sith bombers snuck past our defenses and began destroying half of our docked ships. I knew right away what had happened. I mean, I could have stopped him. I could have stopped it all.
Do you really believe that?
I don't know, maybe. He might have killed me if I tried, or I might have killed him. I was stupid, however, and I let him go. I fought Saul for years now, and if I ever catch up to him, he will regret what he's done. He will regret it.
That's all of it, then?
No, it's not. But I don't want to talk about it right now. Let's go.
Okay, so we've learned a lot about Karth. Remember last episode, we actually learned about his wife, I believe. That's some interesting information. There's some blaster turrets. So as we continue down this pathway, we're coming up to a doorway with a Sith trooper or a Sith soldier standing there. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blaster turrets sitting in front of this door.
There, civilian. Only those with official Sith business are allowed into the Undercity. Unless you've got the proper security papers, you better just turn around and go back the way you came.
Now, the Sith trooper just told us this, and we have to respond. I've got my security papers right here.
Let me see. These look to be in order. Okay, you can go down if you want. Can't say I envy you, though. The Undercity is crawling with mutants. Rakghouls, they call them. If you see anything moving down there, shoot first and ask questions later.
And we now have access to the Undercity. Let us go and explore the under of the city. I don't know what the Undercity is all going to be about. We have no idea. No clue. We exit into the Undercity.
There,
we see two men standing.
Worlder. Anyone using this elevator has to pay the toll.
Yeah, this is our elevator. If you use it, you got to give us something.
I don't believe this planet. Even the beggars are trying to shake us down.
5 credits. That's what it costs to use our elevator. 5 credits.
So what has just happened is we are being beleaguered by two men who are in raggedy clothes standing in this Undercity under a black sky, which I assume will be the upper plate, standing here. So, you know what? Let's see here. Let's start with, who are you? What are you doing here in the Undercity?
We are the outcasts, banished and reviled by those who dwell above.
Here in the filth and darkness, we claw out a wretched existence, scavenging and begging just to survive long enough to see another wretched day.
This is our village. We live here in the Undercity. You have to pay us 5 credits for using our elevator.
You poor wretches. Here's 20 credits. Go buy some food and clothing.
Credits, my brother! We have credits. Now we can buy food and medicine.
Hush, or the others will hear us. They'll want our credits. We have to hide them.
Go on, you two. Get out of here. I'm sorry about that. Those two beggars give everyone in the village a bad name. We aren't all like that, you know. Most of us are good people.
I'm sure you are, miss. It's just too bad your little welcoming committee is here to give people a bad first impression.
My name's Kylie Kane. Who are you?
My name is Shalina. You're from the Upworld, aren't you? I've never seen it. I was born here in the Undercity. Is it as nice as they say up there?
The surface is a beautiful place, yes.
I've never been to the surface, but sometimes I think I can see it in my dreams. The sun, the sky, the stars, it all sounds so so wonderful. Gendar, the leader of our village, tells me I should spend more time trying to improve things down here and less time dreaming about something I can never have. Maybe he's right. You probably think I'm a fool, having dreams of a place I've never even seen. But when I was little, Rukil used to tell me stories of what it was like up there.
Rukil? Who's that?
Rukil's the oldest man in the village. The kids call him Rukil Wrinkleskin, but he's a kind man. He used to tell me the greatest stories when I was a little girl. I still like to listen to his tales about the Promised Land, even though I know they're just legends, but it helps to make the Undercity seem less dark somehow.
The Promised Land? I'm sorry, you'll have to explain. What's that?
It's just a story to make little children smile. Rukil believes in it, though. Sometimes I can almost believe it myself, but then I look around and see the ugly truth. I guess we have to make the best of what we have, though. If you really want to learn more about the Promised Land, you should speak to Rukil.
Okay, then where can I find him?
He's wandering around somewhere on the south side of the village. He doesn't move too far. He's hard on his bones. He's over 100 years old. The children laugh at him, and people think he's crazy because of his stories about the Promised Land, but he's really just a kind old man.
All right. What about Gendar? Where can I find him?
He'll be somewhere in the village. I couldn't say where for sure. He's always busy doing whatever he can to make the lives of the other villagers easier.
Have any other upworlders come through here recently?
There were quite a few people from the surface marching through the village, but none of them bothered to talk to me. Gendar might know more about them.
I'll be going now. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever need anything, or if you just feel like talking, come back and see me. I hardly ever get a chance to speak to someone from the upworld.
And we lost 20 credits and gained light side points. So there we go. So, let's look around. We've got an outcast healer who is guarding a gate to somewhere. Let's talk to him.
Wait, upworlder. You can't go through this gate. There is too much danger and suffering beyond. For your own sake, turn back.
Oh, okay. Danger and suffering. What are you talking about?
The villagers infected with the Rukgul disease are quarantined beyond this gate. It's only a matter of time until they transform into horrible creatures that would destroy us all.
So you just lock them away in a cage?
For the sake of the village, we have to keep the infected ones locked away. And when they finally do transform into Rukguls, we'll let them destroy each other.
There must be something someone can do, right?
Nothing can be done for the infected villagers. Even the serum to counteract the Rukgul disease wouldn't be any use now. Nobody would be foolish enough to risk going into the pens to give them the cure. The infected ones could transform into Rukguls and attack them at any moment.
So, you know what? I'm going through the gates and try to help the infected ones.
I can't stop you from going through the gates, upworlder. But if the infected ones have already transformed into Rukguls, you'll be walking into your grave.
All right, so we do need the cure, though, before we go in there. Okay. So let's go see if we can't find the cure. Now, we're walking around the village, and we've found... It looks like we found both Gendar and Rukil. Now, we're not going to talk to them yet. We're going to walk around the other side of the village and just take a look around before we talk to the leaders of the village, just to kind of get a better idea of what's going on. We see an outcast child in this section of the area. Let's talk to him.
Mommy says all the upworlders is selfish and mean, but you look nice to me.
Thank you, kid. It means a lot. All right, we're continuing our walk. Igir is standing there.
Hey, you ain't from the village. You're from the upworld, ain't you? Yes, you've got credits, I bet.
Watch yourself. There's something slimy about this guy. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him.
My name's Igir. I run a little salvage shop here. You want to buy something from my store? I got some good deals.
Okay. How do you manage a store here in the Undercity?
If a villager comes across any useful salvage in the Undercity, they bring it to me. Every so often, members from the lower city gangs come down to trade for the salvage. They'll exchange food and medicine for engine parts, old blasters, and the like. Sometimes they even give me credits if I have some really good stuff.
Okay, let me see your inventory.
It ain't the best stuff. Mostly salvage and such, but the prices are right.
Are they? All right, let's take a look at what he's got. He's got some Mikani battle armor, which we've already got one of. A long sword, an Arcanian heavy blaster pistol, which is a 2-9 blaster pistol. That's pretty cool. Retinal plant implant, which is a critical hit implant. A ranged scope, a vibration cell, which allows your weapon and a -2 Pazok card. We will buy the reason we actually buy the implants and stuff like that. Ooh, we don't have enough for anymore. I think that's everything we're gonna buy. So we bought the stuff. We did buy the upgrades, and the specific reason we buy upgrades is because one, they're always going to be useful. They're almost always going to be useful, and they are it's set up in a way where if we need to apply them to our weapons, we definitely can later. So we also see Shalina, who's walking around the neighborhood. Outcast man, outcast woman, another outcast child. Looks like there's a bunch of outcasts roaming around. Let's go talk to the old man. Rukil is the old man with the old bones. Let's go talk to him and find out what he's all about. We've done a full circle of the village. We're about to talk to him. Here we go.
You come from the world above. Is this the time of destiny, then? Is this a portent of the salvation of my people? Or merely another false sign to mislead us from the path? Are you the herald of prophecy, the beacon to guide us through the darkness? Or are you merely another harbinger of shattered dreams and unfulfilled promises?
Be careful. This one might be crazy enough to be dangerous.
Speak to me, Upworlder. Tell me what fate you unleash upon us. Salvation or damnation? Speak, Upworlder. I beg you.
What are you talking about, old man?
A question. You are uncertain, bewildered, perplexed. Understandable, I suppose. Even after 100 years of life, I myself still become confused at times. Perhaps I can make things more clear. Some things, at least. My name is Rukil, the oldest outcast here in the village. Rukil Wrinkleskin, the children call me sometimes.
Okay. I'm Kylie Kane. What do you want from me, Rukil?
Once, I was honored for my wisdom. But over time, the villagers fell away from the true path. Eventually, there was only a single apprentice who followed me. And now she is gone, too.
The true path? What does that mean?
No, not yet. I must be wary. Careful. You may be a false savior. Dare I share my secrets with you? No. Not until you prove yourself.
Okay, well, how can I do that?
My apprentice is lost. I sent her out into the Undercity to find... Well, I cannot tell you. Not yet. Sadly, my apprentice has not returned. Please, Upworlder, will you help an old man? Will you seek out my apprentice in the Undercity? Her name is Malia. I must know of her fate, whatever it may be. I must know what she found.
I will help you with this, Rukil.
Finding her may be difficult. Malia could be anywhere in the Undercity. But if you will find her, I will know you to be our true savior. Only then can I reveal my secret knowledge to you.
Okay. I'll be back if I find anything out.
I wish you luck, Upworlder. Come speak to me again once you have discovered the fate of my apprentice.
Okay, so we got a quest from Rukil. Let's talk to Gendar and see what he's got to say.
Greetings, Upworlder. We rarely see your kind here in the Undercity. I find it strange that so many of you have come down from the surface recently.
No offense, but I can see why people normally avoid this place.
Why have you come into this dark and sunless place? Is there something you need of me or my village? I will help you however I can.
You said something about Upworlders who came by here recently.
Our village has seen many visitors from the surface recently. armored troops, swoop gang members, mercenaries. They come to search our sunless world. They're even searching the sewers.
Okay. Well, how can I get into the sewers?
There are two entrances into the sewers from the Undercity. One to the northeast of our village, the other to the southeast. But the sewers are dangerous, Upworlder. If you dare to travel those dark tunnels, you would be wise to go heavily armed, unless you wish to become a meal for the Rakghouls and the other foul creatures.
All right. I think I'll be going now, then.
As you wish, Upworlder. Should you have need of anything else, come speak to me. I represent the entire village, and I will do my best to help you however I can.
Okay, so cool. So, let's go and see where this entrance is. Village Gate is up there. Aegir's Bazaar to Lower City. All right, so we're going to go into the sewers. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go in the sewers. We've got to find Mission. We've got to find... Yeah, we got work to do. Hello, Hester? Uh-oh. There's a Rakghoul outside. This is a creepy-looking thing. Man with a beard looking at the Rakghoul with a third eye on its head.
Help! It's right behind me! Help!
Hurry, Hindar! Hurry! I can hear it coming!
He'll never make it. He's doomed. I told him he was a fool to leave the village.
He will make it. Run, Hindar, run!
Open the gate! Quickly! There isn't much time!
I can't! The Rakghouls are too close!
The mutants will kill him if you don't open the gate!
And if I open the gate, they'll kill us all!
No! You can't do this! It isn't fair! Please, make him open the gate! Hindar will die if he doesn't!
I can't open the gate. Not while the Rakghouls are so near.
So we're standing at this gate while dude's running towards us, and he's about to die. Open the gate. I'll kill the Rakghouls.
You'd risk your life for a stranger? You're brave, Upworlder. I'll open the gate for you, but you gotta be quick. In a few seconds, I must close and lock it again.
Hurry, while the gate is still open. You must save Hindar.
All right, critical strike, go. All right, let's toss an energy shield on ourselves.
How'd you like that?
We got 100 experience points and 300 points of damage. Nice experience there. And we saved Hindar! Yoo-hoo!
Can't thank you enough for saving me, Upworlder. If I had anything but these rags on my back, it would be yours. But we have nothing.
I still have you, Hindar. That's all I need. Let's go back to the village.
Can I just say, that voice actor was Deckard Cain. I almost certain.
Thank you for saving Hindar. You are braver than I, Upworlder. Maybe we outcasts have lived too long in selfish fear. Perhaps we can learn a lesson from your brave actions. But enough of my ramblings. Is there something you need, Upworlder?
Who are you?
I'm Trellin, from the Outcast Village. It's my job to guard the gates and see they are locked to protect us from the Rakghouls.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Upworlder.
All right, so what's happening is Karth is actually stuck on the gate, and the gate kept going up and down, up and down, up and down. All right, so we are now in the Undercity.
Nobody else is going to help me. Even the Becks won't help me. But I can't just leave him there. He's my friend. You'll help me, won't you?
Hey, Mission. Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down, Mission. What's wrong? Mission has come up to me as I walked out the gate.
It's Zalbar. He's in trouble. Big trouble. We have to help him. If we don't, they'll sell him into slavery.
I'm sorry, what? Okay. Calm down, Mission. Take a deep breath and tell me what happened.
Me and Zalbar, we were just wandering around here in the Undercity. You know, looking for stuff we could find, just kind of exploring. We do it all the time.
I guess with a Wookiee at your side, you've got to figure you can handle the odd Rakghoul attack.
Only this time, they were waiting for us. Gamorrean slave hunters. We didn't even have a chance to run. Big Z threw himself at him and then roared for me to run. I took off. I figured Zalbar would be right behind me. But there were too many of them. He couldn't get away. They're going to sell him to a slaver, I just know it.
Okay. Do you know where they took him?
I don't know for sure, but those Gamorreans like to hang out in the sewers. The stink reminds them of home, I guess. That's probably where they took Big Z.
Okay. If I help you get Zalbar back, you'll have to help me get inside the Volkar base. Okay?
It's a deal. As soon as we get Big Z back, I'll show you a way into that Volkar base. Now come on! We have to find Zalba before they sell him to slavers, or worse!
Do you know where he's being kept?
The Gamorreans make their camps in the sewers. I bet that's where we'll find Zalbar. And that's where I'll show you the secret entrance into the Volkar compound.
Alright, Mission has, just joined the party. Alright. Mission has joined the party as well. We have a Goundrel level, and she's about ready to level up. Let's click her level up and see what she's all about. All right, she's level 4. Let's click attributes. And what is the recommended for her? Dexterity. Yeah, I think that's a good call. And skills. She recommended is demolitions, stealth, awareness, and security. Yeah, that's cool. We dig the heck out of that. All right, mission.
Sure.
All right, let's look around real quick here, and we're going to start exploring the Undercity. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm joking. All right, we got a frag mine here. Now, I think our friend here's got demolitions here, right? That's an antidote, ain't it? Yeah, that was an antidote kit. I thought I had some med packs. I wonder, does she have demolitions? I'm thinking she does. So we can probably just disable these mines. Did we? Yeah, we can. We can just straight up disable these mines. All right, so we got some black Volkars here scavenging a crash site. So what we're going to do is going to start with a... All right. Meanwhile, Mission is attacking the Black Skull with a sniper shot while I rush in and take him out with a sword. I agree, baby. I agree. Let's go. Come on. Mission is shooting at this Black Volkar scavenger while I am attacking with my sword and...
Don't kill me. I surrender.
Okay. You better answer my questions if you want to live.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
Who do you work for?
I work for Brezhik, head of the Black Volkar gang. He told us to kill anyone who came snooping around.
Why are there survivors at this... Were there any survivors at this crash site?
There was one survivor, a female Republic officer. Bastilla or something like that. Brezhik took her back to the Black Volkar base as his prisoner.
Okay. How can I get inside the base?
You can't. Nobody can. They'll shoot you on sight. Even I couldn't get you in. They'd just shoot us both if we show up there together.
There has to be some way in, right?
Well, you could talk to the Hidden Becks. They're our biggest rival. They might know some way to get in. Look, that's all I know, I swear. Please, just let me go, and I promise you'll never see me again.
All right, get out of here before I change my mind.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm out of here.
Light side points obtained! All right. I wonder if we could do that to all the scavengers. Just beat them up. Let them run away. Because there's a couple of... Oh, there's a Republic soldier down here! I think.
Help me. Please. I can feel it inside my skin. Something growing. Like some kind of hideous disease.
So we walked around the crash site where we found the scavenger at earlier, just recently. And we've come across a Republic soldier who is clearly in some sort of pain. Wait here, let's see if there's something I can help you.
No! I can feel it! No!
Oh, he just transformed into a rat ghoul. Okay, so that's terrifying. Flurry power attack? Power attack? Go. Yeah, that worked. 100 experience. That worked. And we're poisoned, apparently, because that's how this works.
Wonder if he had anything on him. No, it doesn't look that way. Weird. Okay, there's nothing really here at this crash site outside of just trash. When it comes down to it, it's just junk. Looks like the bad guys got Bastila and just rushed off with her immediately as the first thing they could do. So we're continuing our exploration of the area here, and we found some rubble. Some rubble that needs to be examined. Let's take a look at it. It had a med pack and 10 credits. What is this over here? We have Candorous Ordo and some folks standing there, and they're walking around. Okay, so we're about to run across Candorous. Uh-oh.
Don't move. I'm not afraid to use this blaster if I have to.
Settle down, kid. We've already lost enough men to those damn rat ghouls. The last thing we need now is more casualties from a needless firefight. By the looks of you, I'd say you're down here for the same reason we are. To salvage something from those downed Republic space pods. Let me give you some advice. Forget about it. Do yourself a favor and just head back from where you came.
Why? Is there some danger down here?
This isn't a good place to stand around chatting. The Undercity is crawling with rat ghouls. I've already lost a half a dozen men to those monsters.
Candorous, I heard something. Over there, in the shadows. Sounded like a rat ghoul.
It was. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Looks like we've got company. Get those blasters ready, boys.
4 of them. Alright, so let's do with a concussion grenade. A sonic grenade. And a concussion grenade. That sounds like a good play.
I don't feel. That'll show you.
How'd you like that? How'd you like that?
Very nice. Easy experience. Like that. Damn.
I told Davik this salvage mission was a bad idea. His men aren't trained for this kind of thing, and I can't babysit them all. Okay, boys. We're getting out of here before I lose anyone else. I can't carry all this salvage back by myself. You'd be smart to get out of here as well. Even if you can handle the rat ghouls, I doubt there's anything worth finding anymore.
All right. What do you mean by that?
Davik sent me down here with this motley crew to scavenge whatever we could from the Republic escape pods that crashed during the recent battle overhead. But the lower city gangs got here first. Anything worthwhile in those Republic pods is probably in their hands by now. Davik won't like that.
Anything you can tell me about Davik?
What are you, an off-worlder? Everyone knows Davik. He's a member of the Exchange. You know, the Interstellar Crime Syndicate. Smuggling, gambling, extortion. Davik controls it all here on Taris. That's why I'm working for him. But lately, the lower city gangs have been giving my boss some trouble.
What do you know about the gangs, then?
This isn't really the best place to have these kinds of conversations. But I guess I could spare a couple of seconds for you. After all, you did help us out with those rat ghouls. The lower city is overrun with gangs. But the two most important ones are the Hidden Bex and the Black Vulkers. Used to be the Bex were the big dog and kept the others in line. But lately the Black Vulkers are moving in on Bex turf and challenging them for control. The Vulkers are even starting to defy Davik. Take these escape pods, for example. Everyone knew Davik would want first crack at them. But I know for a fact those damn Vulkers have already sent their own salvage party down here.
All right, then. Better get going now.
Come on, boys, let's move out!
It looks like only one of them survived. That's sad. Is it sad, though? I don't know if it's sad. We're ignoring 1, 2, 3, 4 rat ghouls. There's a frag mine ahead of us. 5 rat ghouls, a corpse. And let's check this right here. It looks like a droid is over there. Hey, uh-huh. Mission Val. Disable that mine, please. You know, we should start recovering the mines, and then we can start laying them out in traps of sorts. Because we can do, like, solo stuff.
Sure.
Is that rat ghoul coming this way? I don't think it is. Okay. Rusted security sentry droid. Let's go find out what this is all about. Yeah, let's repair it. So, nah, that's fine. We did repair it, though. We saved its life. All right, we're going to take a look at these corpses and see what it's all about. We're not going to attack the rat ghouls yet because that's a lot of work, and we're not doing that just yet. 10 credits. Well, these rat ghouls, they definitely do the thing, don't they? More parts. Looks like these guys came down here to save the
You'll pay.
All right, so we're dealing with about 50 experience per. All right, so the rat ghoul fiend is coming around to attack Mission Val. Being attacked from behind, we actually got rid of two rat ghouls. The other rat ghouls actually ended up getting wrecked because of a concussion grenade we threw, which was very well timed. It looks like Mission is in some trouble.
Yeah.
Mission, baby, get here. Sorry, Neil.
What?
Sure.
Okay. Now let's go take a look at the outcast corpse. It looks like we found the person we were looking for. Damn. We found the outcast, the apprentice that came out for the rat ghouls.
What?
Huh?
What?
So now we have to tell of the loss. It sucks, doesn't it? All right, we're back to battling more rat ghouls as we head back towards the village. Make a little bit of extra money, no big deal. 50 experience per kill. Another rat ghoul fiend, which is 100 experience when these guys die. My two party members just come rushing around the corner like, we've got this! We're going to rescue you for some reason. Oh, that's freaking hilarious. They just go swinging wildly around the corner to come save my butt. That was hilarious. All right, so we found nothing back there. I thought we were going to maybe find a sewer entrance or something of that nature. I actually do know where the sewers are at now. I actually can see the sewer entrance on the map. I can see it in front of me. I'm just a dingbat, and I happen to miss it. But there's more stuff out here we can find that is important, including finding some Sith sentries. Which is important. But before we continue in that direction, let's head over to our main man with the plan. Rukul. Come here.
Greetings once more, Upworlder. Do you bring news of my apprentice? Have you discovered her fate and proved yourself to be a true savior of my people?
I'm sorry. Your apprentice is dead. I have her journal, though.
It is as I feared, then. She joins the list of those who have given their lives in the service of our cause. But though I am saddened by this news, there is yet hope. By finding my apprentice, you have proved yourself worthy, Upworlder. You are to be the beacon on our path to salvation. You will guide us to the promised land.
Guide you. I don't even know where the promised land is.
You are marked, Upworlder. Even my dim old eyes can see the mantle of destiny that cloaks you. Perhaps old Rukil knows you better than you know yourself. I am old. I have lived 100 years in the Undercity, cast down into the darkness. I know the legends and history of our people. And now you must learn it, too.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Yeah. Tell me the history of your people, Rukul. I would love to hear it.
The great city of Taris covers the entire surface of this planet. There is no land to grow food. Kelp harvests and the creatures of the sea are our only food source. A century ago, rising levels of toxic pollution poisoned the oceans and famine swept the planet. The rich hoarded food for their own use, and the poor were left to starve and die.
From what I've seen of Taris, it doesn't look like much has changed.
Except for the Upper City, people here are just as bad off as the poor in your little history.
But the poor rose up against this tyranny, and civil war engulfed the planet. Millions died in the fighting, and huge sections of Taris were destroyed or abandoned. The rebellion was crushed in the end. Thousands were taken prisoner. The jails could not hold them all, and so the practice of banishing all prisoners to the Undercity was born.
Okay, so is this how you came to be down here?
Many brave men and women were banished here to the Undercity for their part in the rebellion. People like my father and grandfather were cast down, along with their families.
What did you expect? If they could get away with it, the Taresian nobles would stuff their own mothers down here to make more room in the Upper City.
Now we live a dark existence beneath the streets of Taris, a life devoid of all hope but one, the Promised Land. And you will be the one to show us the way to get there.
But how can I lead you to this Promised Land when I don't even know where it is?
Legends tell of a self-sufficient colony founded just before the famine and lost during the Civil War. A paradise beneath the Undercity where droid servants tend to every need. For many years I searched for the Promised Land, just as my grandfather and father did before me. When I became old and gray, my apprentice continued the search on my behalf.
Sounds like a myth to me. Something to give the people here some false hope to cling to so they don't go mad with despair.
I have collected many clues hinting at its location. The journal of my apprentice provides yet more information. But still, there are too many pieces missing from this puzzle. But I know my father and grandfather each had journals where they recorded their own discoveries. Perhaps, with their journals, I could at last uncover its hidden location.
Okay. Do you want me to find those missing journals, then?
I have nothing to offer if you help me in this. I hope the knowledge that you are helping the entire village escape a life of darkness and suffering is reward enough.
Okay, Rukul. I'll do it.
It is many decades since my father set out on his journey. But I remember he was eager to explore the sewers. You might want to begin your search there. I wish you luck in your quest, Upworlder. The future survival of this village, of my people, depends on you.
So, just so we're clear, everything has been pointing us back to the sewers as we walk towards the main gate of this facility again.
I saw you talking with Rukul. He told you his legends about the Promised Land, didn't
okay,
he?
Okay, Aegir.
He told you all about Aegir. His missing apprentice and the other lost explorers, right? You know, most people don't believe his stories. They figure he's nothing but an old kook. But I think there might be some truth in what he's saying. That's why I want to stop him.
Stop him? What are you talking about?
For an outcast, I've got things pretty good. The village relies on me to bring in food and supplies. I'm an important man. If it wasn't for Gendar, I'd be running this place.
I get the feeling if it wasn't for Gendar, this place would be a lot worse off than it is.
But if Rukul ever finds his Promised Land, I'm sunk. People won't need to rely on me anymore. I'll just be another nobody like all the rest of the villagers. I won't let that happen.
That's awful. How can you be so self-centered?
Don't judge me. I learned a long time ago that if I want to survive down here, I've got to look out for number one. The two explorers who went searching for the Promised Land might have found something. They might have found clues or evidence, just like Rukul's apprentice. They would have recorded that information in their journals. I'll pay you if you bring all three journals to me. The two from the explorers and the one from Rukul's apprentice. Then, I can destroy the evidence and make sure nobody ever finds the Promised Land. I've saved up enough credits for my business here to make it worth your while if you help me.
Forget it. I won't betray Rukul and the village for you.
Don't be a fool! I'm the only one here who can pay you for those journals. Rukul has nothing. He won't be able to come up with any kind of reward. Once you have all three journals, just bring them to me, and I'll give you a decent reward. Now, Was there something else you needed?
I'm sorry, you ambushed me. I'll be going now.
Yeah, okay. You'll come back and see me if you want a deal.
Freaking asshole. Like, seriously, dude? You kind of ambushed me, and get the heck out of my way. We're going to walk to the gate and start walking. There is one more area I really want to hit where I see two, count them two, Sith warriors. Sith patrol leader and another Sith as we walk to away from the sewers, which is to the right outside of the main gate. There are three sentries.
This is a restricted area. What are you doing down here?
Hello, Sith man. As you walk to me. Hello. Look, I've got all the proper security papers.
Security papers? Oh, you're one of those trackers the commander sent down, right? They should have given you an armed escort. It's nasty down here. We've already lost one patrol. We figure the Rack Ghouls got them. We've had so many encounters with those things, we've actually run out of Rack Ghoul serum. Plus, we've had several skirmishes with looters from those lower city swoop gangs. I'm telling you, we should just stay in the upper city where we're in control.
I'm sorry, you've lost one patrol already?
Is that why you're down here? Search and rescue. I didn't think they'd send anyone. They were in the southern section of the Undercity when we lost contact. I would have gone to investigate, but my orders are to search for those crashed escape pods, even if it means leaving another patrol to die.
You just follow your orders and keep looking.
Hey, I'd never disobey my orders. I'm not a fan of court-martials and executions. I was just talking, you know. Nothing anyone has to mention to the commander. Come on, patrol, let's get back to it. The sooner we get this search done, the sooner we can get out of this mutant-infested hole. Move out!
And we don't have to fight. And now we need to go find the people. And they are supposed to be in the southern section of this area, which is looks like covered in frickin' rat ghouls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Let's drop a poison grenade on their butts. And a fight begins. One dead, two dead, and we are immediately poisoned. Looks like mission just leveled up. Hearth is now in pain.
Yeah.
But mission leveled up, so we're just going to level up mission. Mission! What kind of level up did you do, my friend? Let's level you up. Skills. Let's give the recommended, which is security, treat injury, demolition, stealth, and awareness. And she's got a feat. Granted the feat, sneak attack. Let's take a look. Recommended for her is gearhead, which does what? Gearhead is a repair. Yeah, we'll take that. I like that. That's a good feat for her. She is my repairer.
Sure.
Repairer. I'm trying to figure out the right word. We're fighting two more rat ghoul as we run down a hill, and everybody just unloads on these on the rat ghoul, and it looks like we immediately come across the Sith soldier who was just left there to die. We found the rest of the group. We found a corpse, and let's grab the Sith soldier, which should have a copy of the serum. Beam split. We have antidote kit, beam slitter, med pack, heavy combat suit, blaster rifle, and a rack ghoul serum. We can take back to the upper city. A skeletal corpse. All right. Cool beans. Cool beans. So we have a couple more things to fight down here. A couple more rat ghouls to fight with for a little bit more experience. And then I think it'll probably be very good time for me to kind of start cleaning up on... Oh, that was a good kill. That was a good... A flurry kill followed by... It looks like there was a flurry kill. I killed one with a flurry without really even trying. We run two flurries, which did 12-0-0. There's 100 damage on that one. Yeah, this is actually going really well, and we're really just kind of cleaning up the Undercity right now. Literally cleaning up the Undercity, because I don't think there's any more Rackles down here in the Undercity. Now, we do need to have a serum synthesized... which is definitely a thing we need to have done. Probably sooner than later, but we need to go save Zan. Mission seems rather distant. Maybe we should talk to her.
Hey there. What can I do for you?
I'd like to need to know a little bit more about you, Mission.
Really? You want to know about me? Nobody's ever really been interested in me before. What do you want to know?
Well, how did you and Zanzibar hook up? How'd you and Zalbar hook up?
Big Z's my family, you know. My parents, well, I guess they're dead. It was just me on my own until the day I saw Zalbar in the Lower City. I could tell right away he was in trouble. This was before the gang wars were out of hand. But even then, the Volkers were scum. A few of them were hassling Big Z, trying to pick a fight, but he wasn't looking for trouble.
Who would want to pick a fight with a Wookiee?
Hey, nobody said the Volkers were smart, but there were three of them. So maybe they figured they could handle him. I don't know. Anyway, I don't like the Volkers at the best of times. And when I saw them picking on this poor Wookiee, all alone on a strange planet, overwhelmed by the big city, I just lost it. I screamed out, "Leave him alone, you core slimes!" and charged right at them. Well, one of them saw me coming and slapped me so hard he just about knocked me cold.
Oh, shit. You're lucky he didn't fly you with a blaster. Take that. Retake. You're lucky he didn't fry you with a blaster.
Hey, I don't need a lecture from you. You ain't my mother. I knew what I was doing.
Do you?
The Volkers didn't scare me. They're nothing but cowards. I knew how to deal with them. Of course, I never got the chance. I guess Zalbar didn't like seeing me get smacked around. He let out this howl and yanked that Volker a meter up off the ground and held him there by his throat.
Well, what did the other Volkers do?
The other two screamed and ran off. Can't say I blame them. The first time you see an angry Wookiee up close, it isn't a pretty sight. I thought Zalbar was gonna rip that punk's arms off and beat him to death with his own fists. The Volker was so scared, he fainted. Or maybe it was Big Z's breath just knocked him out. I keep telling Zalbar to brush those choppers of his, but he never listens. Just stay upwind when he's speaking and you'll be fine. Anyway, I knew those Volkers would be back with friends, so I grabbed Zalbar and we took off. Ever since then, we've been a team. We look out for each other, you know?
Okay. Well, how did he end up on Terrace, though?
He was fleeing some kind of trouble back on Kashyyyk. That's all I know, really. Big Z doesn't like to talk about it. In case you didn't notice, he's the strong, silent type. Doesn't much matter to me, though. I accept him for what he is, not what he was. Me and Zalbar like to live in the present.
All right, then. Well, how did you survive before you met Zalbar, then?
Hey, what's that supposed to mean? You think I can't take care of myself? I've got street smarts. I know how to get by on my own. In fact, I look out for Zalbar more than he looks out for me, you know? Big Z is a little bit too gullible to make it alone on the mean streets of the Lower City.
We should get back to the task at hand, then.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Like I used to tell my brother, fast talk and slick words don't get the job done.
Wait, I didn't know you had a brother?
My brother's a touchy subject, you know? It just so happens, I don't really feel like talking about him right now. Nothing personal. Let's just get back to the business at hand, okay?
Fair enough. All right, so we learned a little bit more about Mission. All right.
You're a pilot for the Republic, right? You've been all over the galaxy, I bet, right? So tell me, how would you rate Taris compared to other worlds you've seen?
To be honest, Mission, Taris would rate pretty low. The prejudice, the rich spoiling themselves while the poor are crushed beneath them, it's not a pretty picture.
Yeah, but that's only since the Sith occupation. Before that, well, I guess it wasn't all that different, really. Maybe Taris ain't as great as I thought, you know?
Trust me, Mission, there are a lot of worlds better than Terrace. There are worse, too, but Terrace is no place for a kid to live on her own. Even a kid who's got a Wookiee to look out for.
Hey, I ain't no kid. I look out for Zalbar as much as he looks out for me. Big Z's my friend, not my babysitter. Jeez, I come ask you a question, you give me a lecture.
Don't you snap at me, Missy. You want a lecture? How's this? Only bratty little children fly off the handle because of a simple comment.
Hey, settle that down right now, both of you.
I don't have to listen to you, Karth. You ain't my father, though you're sure old enough to be. So keep your lectures inside your withered old head, because I don't need them.
And I sure as hell don't need this. Look, let's just drop it and get back to what we were doing.
Damn! Damn! Damn. Okay, we need to return to the hideout. So we're doing that now. But damn, just the hell. All right, so workbench, melee. Mission actually has a vibroblade, apparently. All right, so let's go and check out mission's vibroblade. We can attach a thing to that. All right, cool. So, yeah, we added the beam splitter to. There we go. Cool. All right, we upgraded the equipment. That's what I was trying to. I wanted to get up here to upgrade equipment. And then we're going to pick up the party. All right, before we go back, I want to get the Rack Ghoul Serum. And I think I should talk to Dia. Oh, what the heck? There's still remains on the floor. What the hell? Did we miss remains? We're walking over to Dia's apartment since we're here anyways. And apparently there were 62 credits just chilling in the floor, huh? Hey, Dia.
You're back. Did you manage to get Holden to withdraw the price on my head?
Yeah. I convinced him to remove the bounty, yes.
He called the bounty off? That's wonderful. I only wish I had something to give you as a reward. Wait a minute. I know. I don't have many credits, but there is something I can give you. It's a family heirloom. It's not much, but it's something. No.
Keep the reward, Dia. Helping you was thanks enough. Or should I take it?
I can never truly repay you for helping me, but you'll always have my thanks for what you did.
And we gained light side points. Nice. We didn't gain the item, though. I don't know what the item would have been. But that's okay. Hey, Alarm! Let's see what you got for sale, buddy. What do you got, buddy? Alarm. Oh, I forgot. Alarm really doesn't have anything, does he? Okay, anyways. Where is the exit to this building? The exit to the building is somewhere. The exit to the building. All right, so we need to go there. We need to go. So what we're doing there now is we're walking to the clinic because we're holding the serum. We're going to walk to the clinic really fast and give that guy the meds to hopefully be able to make some Rack Ghoul Serum. Then we're going to take a quick look and do something with it.
Are you ready to have a civil chat? Or is this going to be another childish tantrum?
Tantrum? I'm trying to apologize, you nerf herder. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get mad at you. It's just that I'm sick of everyone treating me like I'm a helpless kid.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sorry about what I said, too. I'm just a little on edge lately. Not surprising, considering all we've been through, but I shouldn't take it out on you.
The bad time you two made up.
Mission, you have to know that we don't think you're helpless. I mean, look where we are. Look at what we're doing. You're not just along for the ride. We need you.
You really mean it, don't you? Nobody's ever said anything like that to me before. Not even Big Z. He might think it, but he's not really one for words, you know. Thanks, Karth.
Well, it's no big deal. I mean, I know it is. Sometimes you just need to hear a few words of encouragement. Kids are like that.
Kids are like that? Listen, you... Oh, I get it. Okay, you got me. You're pretty funny, Karth. For an old guy. Come on, Geezer. Let's get back to what we were doing.
Okay, I do... I really like that interaction. Was quite nice. All right, we're going to bypass Gurney. Gurney can go get wrecked. Let's talk... Zelka.
Welcome back. Are you in need of healing?
I have the serum.
You have the serum? Impossible. How did you get this? No, wait. I don't really want to know. Can I see it? The serum, I mean? I need to see if there is enough for me to analyze it so I can start producing it in mass quantities.
Here you go.
Let me see. Yes, this is it. A cure for the Rack Ghoul disease. With this sample, I can make enough serum for everyone. The people of Terrace owe you a debt they can never repay. Please, take this small reward. It isn't much, but it's all I can afford. A few credits and 2 spare med packs.
I'm gonna say, keep your reward, Zucca. You need it more than I do.
You truly have a noble and generous spirit. But you deserve something for your effort. I tell you what, I'll give you a discount whenever you shop at my store. It's the least I can do. Now, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'll be going now. Thank you.
Good.
We gain more light side points, 200 experience, and mission. Break that door.
Gotcha. Simple.
What are you doing? Don't go in there. That door is for employees only.
Hey, I recognize these men. They're Republican soldiers.
You recognize these soldiers? But how? Unless you're a friend of the Republic.
I am a friend of the Republic. You can trust me.
I guess I'd better tell you what's going on. I only hope the Sith don't find out what I've done. Since the space battle overhead, people have been secretly bringing in these Republic soldiers who crash-landed on the planet. I had to take them in. What choice did I have? Their injuries are terrible. Most won't survive. But at least I can make their last days more comfortable. And at least here, they're hidden away from the Sith.
Well, for that, you have my thanks. It's good to know that at least some of these men ended up in compassionate hands.
I hate to imagine what the Sith would do if they discovered these soldiers here. But since their initial questioning, the Sith have not returned, so it may be my fears are unfounded.
Is there anything that I can do to help, then?
I'm afraid there's nothing more anyone can do for these soldiers. Now, if you'll excuse me, I should return to the front in case anyone comes in needing medical attention.
More light side points are gained. Nice. All right, then.
You blew it. If you'd brought that Rakgul serum to Zax, you would have made it worth your while. But no, you had to go and do the honorable thing.
Let me talk to Gurney real quick. Zucca.
I even have a cure for the Rakgul disease now, thanks to you. With the sample you've brought me, I've been able to extract hundreds of vials that will cure this horrible affliction. Of course, I sell them at a very reasonable price, just enough to cover the cost of processing the sample. Of course, just...
Okay, let's go see what that looks like. Rakgul serum. We're going to buy it. And I'm also going to buy some advanced med packs and some standard med packs. Yeah, that'll do. Thank you, kindly. Mission, I'm stuck on you, love. I talked to a medical droid. That was dumb.
Blew it.
All right. So now I'm hoping, now that I bought the Rakgul serum, right? I'm hoping I can go back to the Undercity and climb it, walk into that cage, and we can heal some Rakgul. However, the fun part is you won't know until the next episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode so far. What we're doing right now is I'm headed back to, we're headed back to the apartment so we can do a transit back to the Undercity. Apparently you can do that if you have not, you reuse the transit system. You can just transit back to previous location, which will take us right back to the Undercity down below. But yeah, so if you like what you saw, please let me know. It means a lot to me somewhere on the internet. Remember, next time we're going to be taking a look and seeing if that Rakgul serum actually works on the Rakguls, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to see if it works, see if it heals them. We're actually walking over there right now as we talk. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on multiple locations. You can find them in the doobly-doo below. That includes TikTok, Twitter, Patreon at patreon.com/KylieKane. You can also find me on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/KylieKane. You can find me on Facebook as well. I think I've got a Facebook presence there somewhere. Instagram and all of the other locations, Twitter, all that good stuff. Just find me, talk to me, say hi. It means a lot. With that said, be good. Tell your mother that you love her. Wash your hands. And I'll catch you on the next episode.